Wartime Red Alert. This is Mike Adams here. I'm recording this right after Iran has launched ballistic missiles at Israel, and this is following Israel's invasion of Lebanon, a sovereign nation. Israel is waging a war of aggression, expansion, occupation of its neighboring countries. This is consistent with Israel's vision of so-called Greater Israel, and the fact that Zionists operate just like Hitler did, out of a sense of ethnic supremacy. They believe they are chosen by God to rule over all other people. They believe that all those who are not Zionists are Amalek, and they believe that God gave them the unique permission to slaughter anyone who's in their way and to steal their land and take their resources. And these are not hyperbolic statements. These are facts. This is what Zionists believe. Zionism is it's an ethnic supremacist philosophy that smacks of Nazism and the Third Reich and the Holocaust, and now they're carrying out their own Holocaust in the Middle East. And they believe that they have the right to literally slaughter everyone in Gaza, everyone in Lebanon, and to take Lebanon. They believe they have the right to take Jordan, to just murder everyone in Jordan and take it. They believe they have the right to expand into Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Iraq, southern Turkey, and of course, almost all of Syria as well. This is what the Zionists believe. They openly advocate these things. Zionism, or ethnic supremacism, demonstrated by Israel's leaders, is a philosophy that is in line with apartheid or Adolf Hitler. It is a philosophy of mass death and destruction combined with arrogance and pompousness. And that really describes Israel today. They are arrogant. They are violent. They are evil, sinister, satanic people who wish to see everybody else killed so that they can rule the earth and expand their resources, their land, their water, their oil. They want to control everything, and they're willing to slaughter in order to achieve that. And by the way, anybody pretending that God is with Israel is delusional. God is not with Israel. God condemns Israel. And as I have explained in my sermon, I think that sermon is running today, actually. I've got about a three-hour set of sermons that runs today and tomorrow at abundance.church that reveals that God destroys Israel. God does not save Israel. God does not defend Israel. And if you really read Ezekiel 38 and 39, and if you read Matthew 24, and if you read Revelation, you realize God destroys Israel. And God even calls to summon the armies of Gog from the north so that when God destroys Israel, much of the Middle East is devastated, just completely leveled with a comet impact that dries up the Euphrates River and levels every building in the Middle East and kills almost every Israeli. But anyway, you can find out about those details because it's written right in the Bible. It's black and white. There's no question whatsoever that that's what God is describing. And you can see me citing scripture in those sermons. The bottom line is God is very disappointed in Israel. And so these people, these Israelis that think that God's going to protect them in their murder and in their genocide and in their expansionist colonizing wars, they are so wrong. They are actually worshiping Satan, and they think Satan is God. And Satan is telling them to do these evil, wicked things. And God even warns about that. But actually, God ends up judging Israel for its wickedness and its evil. And Israel is completely destroyed. And in fact, every last Israeli is killed by God, along with everybody else, by the way. God doesn't just destroy Israel. He destroys Israel and all the other nations of the Middle East. And effectively, at the end of the seventh trumpet, God destroys all the nations of the earth. And then the good people are sorted out and allowed to join God in heaven. But anyway, I cover that more in the sermons. What you need to know today is that Iran is launching ballistic missiles in retaliation for Israel's assault on Lebanon. Hezbollah is launching more rockets into Israel. There has also been an activation of some individuals in Tel Aviv who there was a mass shooting of apparently some enemies of Israel. I don't know who they are, but they are shooting up settlers. Of course, the settlers are the Israelis that steal people's land. The settlers are evil people. The settlers are conquerors. The settlers are murderers. The settlers are rapists. And the fact that they are being shot and killed right now by some people should be expected as one of the events in this erupting war that Israel has brought us to. Israel is causing a massive explosion of war in the Middle East now that Iran is involved, and now that Israel has involved Lebanon, and then the U.S. is sending more soldiers to the region, mostly at least initially to evacuate personnel, such as Israeli Americans. But then also Russia is saying that America must stop providing weapons to Israel. And Russia is also saying that Israel must pull back from its invasion of Lebanon. So now we're seeing Russia involved. And do you realize that Russia could obliterate Israel with one missile? One missile with nuclear warheads could spell the end of Israel if Russia were to decide to launch such a missile. On top of that, Iran also has the capability of assembling nuclear warheads. And Iran clearly has the guided precision ballistic missile capabilities to overcome the so-called Iron Dome, which is practically useless at this point, and to deliver those missiles to any target in Israel. So Israel is about to get hit very hard with Iranian missiles, perhaps some additional missiles from Yemen, perhaps Hezbollah rockets, and then any Israeli troops and armored vehicles that are attempting to invade Lebanon, many of them are going to be destroyed by Hezbollah, because Israel has zero chance of success in a land invasion of Lebanon. They may take some small territory very, very close to the border, because Israel, of course, has air superiority and they can bomb everything into oblivion. But once those tanks and personnel get into the more rugged, hilly, even mountainous terrain as they move north towards the Litani River, they're going to be absolutely destroyed by Hezbollah. And Hezbollah defeated Israel back in 2006. And since then, Hezbollah has become far more sophisticated, far more heavily armed, and Israel doesn't stand a chance in Lebanon. In effect, Israel is on a suicide mission right now. This is Netanyahu's suicide pact, and those who follow Netanyahu are members of a suicide cult. And given that Netanyahu is actually serving Satan in all of this, then the people who follow Netanyahu or who support Netanyahu, which includes most of the U.S. Congress, are actually, believe it or not, technically, satanic suicide cultists. And they will follow Israel to its doom, believing that they are protected by God in their murder, in their bombing of innocent civilians, in their slaughter of women and children. They think God gives them protection as they are carrying out the desires of Satan. I mean, talk about deception, self-deception, delusional thinking. Who would think this? If you're running around slaughtering innocent women and children, bombing residential buildings, killing tens of thousands of women and children, and you think God is on your side, you are beyond delusional. You are a sociopathic, insane person. And yet, that describes most of the U.S. Congress right now, most of the evangelical Christian churches who have completely sold out Christ and who are now in line with Satan. It describes almost all the Israelis, because there's about 80% support for Netanyahu in Israel. And it describes most of the corporate media. that is just relentlessly pro-Israel no matter what Israel does. This is the same media that said that Russia was wrong to invade Ukraine, that Russia was waging a war of aggression. But when Israel invades Lebanon, the same media says, oh, that's not an invasion. They won't even use the word. They say that's self-defense. So there's zero credibility in the Western media, zero credibility in the U.S. State Department. Nobody in the world, no country, trusts anything the U.S. State Department says. No country trusts the Pentagon. No country trusts the U.S., the Federal Reserve, and the money printing. The U.S. has abandoned its credibility on the world stage, as has Israel. Who will ever invest in Israel again? Who will build factories in Israel? Who will loan money to Israel as a nation? Or who will loan money to manufacturing facilities or projects in Israel? Nobody in their right mind, because Israel is about to be obliterated. Israel will be defeated in this. And imagine the shock in the eyes of those who think that Israel is protected by God. Imagine the shock when they discover that Israel is actually a satanic death cult that gets defeated by forces that are much closer to God than Netanyahu and his cabal of Satanists. Do you realize that the religion of Islam recognizes Jesus Christ far more than do the Zionists? The Zionists hate Jesus. They despise Jesus. It was the ancient Jews who ordered or demanded the murder of Jesus and appealing to the Roman judge, Pilate, to murder Jesus. Those were the ancient Jewish religious leaders. They hate Jesus. But in Islam, they recognize Jesus as a prophet. So Islam actually is closer to Jesus than the Zionists. Think about that. You know, again, the evangelical Christian churches in America have become synagogues of Satan, filled with Satanists who are hiding under the cover, the camouflage of Jesus, while preaching Satanism, mass death, and destruction, and calling on Israel to finish the job, finish the job. That's a call for genocide. To say finish the job, what is that? Finish the greater Israel project? Do you realize that they have to murder millions of people? Jordanians, Egyptians, Saudis, Turks, and so on, and all the Lebanese. They have to murder millions of people in order to, quote, finish the job. So every person in America that is saying finish the job is calling for mass murder. Understand that. There is no question about this. This cannot be refuted. Finish the job means the slaughter of millions of people. Now, let's talk about the economic consequences of all of this, because Israel is driving the world into chaos and uncertainty. What's going to happen to oil prices as this war expands is going to be absolutely devastating to Western economies. Oil prices are about to explode. Iran controls the Strait of Hormuz. Iran can block oil shipments and energy shipments, LNG, to Europe as well as other customers around the world. Iran can itself cause a global energy crisis that would mostly harm Western nations. That on top of the fact that the longshoremen just went on strike across the entire East Coast and all throughout Texas and the Southeast ports, including Florida. So you have a supply chain shock that has just erupted because of that strike. And then if energy becomes more scarce and a lot more expensive at the same time, you are going to see economic consequences for the West that will be absolutely devastating. If you thought it was difficult to buy food and get spare parts and buy insurance, now, wait until these waves ripple through the system. You won't be able to afford half of what you have been up until now. And by the way, all those people in the areas hit by the storms, do you realize what's going to happen to insurance costs for home insurance and commercial insurance, death insurance in those areas? Insurance rates are about to go through the roof. Life in America and in Western Europe is about to become practically unaffordable for most people. Israel is dragging us into this economic calamity just so that Netanyahu can save his own political skin, lizard skin or whatever it is. Netanyahu will sacrifice the world to save himself if he has to. That's the kind of satanic creature that Netanyahu is. He doesn't care about the economic consequences of all of this. You are about to see global international shipping take a hit that is even worse than what has happened so far. Not only is the Suez Canal practically unusable by Western ships or the U.S. Navy or the British Navy, whatever's left of that, because of Yemen and Yemen launching missiles at ships in the Red Sea, including commercial vessels and oil tankers. But if Russia gets involved in this, Russia can nuke U.S. naval vessels at sea. Russia can take out the surface fleet. China can take out much of the U.S. surface fleet. Even Yemen has hypersonic missiles that can be used to damage U.S. aircraft carriers, for example. And Iran has a very high expertise in these areas of ballistic missiles and hypersonic missiles. And some of the technology that Iran has today, no doubt, was transferred from Russia, which has the most advanced systems in the world in terms of hypersonic missiles and anti-air defense systems, weapons delivery, hyperglide vehicles that can maneuver upon reentry, etc. So the West is wallowing in its arrogance, thinking that it rules the world, and especially Israel with its ethnic supremacy, thinking that it can do anything it wants and that nobody can stop it because it's backed by the U.S., thinking that the U.S. is all-powerful like God. The West is about to get its clock cleaned because what was true in the 1990s is no longer true today. Decades have passed. The U.S. no longer has dominance in guided missile systems. The U.S. no longer has dominance in the air or in electromagnetic warfare. The U.S. naval dominance, which still is significant, is increasingly obsolete because of missiles and also underwater drones. And the dominance of the dollar is about to fall. It's going to fall to BRICS and the BRICS settlement currencies that are being launched beginning towards the end of this year, but especially rolling out throughout 2025, which means that global demand for the dollar is about to plummet. The West is going to find itself isolated and impoverished and outclassed, outmaneuvered, and unable to project power like it used to. That's exactly where all this is headed. The West thinks that it can do anything it wants in the world, and Israel thinks it can do anything it wants in the Middle East, and it's about to find out that that is not the case. But in the process of this, of Israel and the West learning these lessons, there's going to be a lot of devastation, chaos, and mass death. And that's very sad, because people like myself and Gerald Celente and others, Glenn Greenwald even, we are calling for peace. We are calling for de-escalation. But our voices are drowned out by the satanic, demonic voices of war. Kill, 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 they say. Just kill everything in sight. Kill them all. And when you point out you can't win a war by bombing people, they say, doesn't matter, we're going to bomb them and kill them and take their land and take their resources because we are Israel. This God chose us. They're convinced of that. That's what they tell themselves. God chose us to rule the world. So you have a satanic death cult. They literally think God spoke to them and told them to kill everybody. I mean, if there was somebody walking around on the streets like that, you would hope that the police would come arrest them and throw them into a psychiatric ward. But when an entire nation acts like this, Israel, then the U.S. just gives them unlimited weapons, bombs, and money. It says, oh, yeah, here, a sociopathic you know, psycho nation of satanic death cult lunatics. Let's give them weapons. Yeah, what could go wrong? So that's where we are right now with the situation in the Middle East. Let's pray for peace. In the meantime, get prepared in every way you can. You've got to get prepared. It's very clear. We're going to lose comms. We're going to lose power grid functionality. There is sabotage coming to America from many of the nations that despise America and its complicity with Israel. You're going to need backup comms. Our sponsor in that space is the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com. And they also have a website called BeReady123.com, which has solar generators, which people really need right now in Tennessee and North Carolina, that whole region that was impacted. And then also, if you want to get ready in terms of food storage, of course, check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Lab-tested, certified, organic, a long-term storage-packed, vacuum-packed, formed into food bricks of, again, certified organic food, put into polyethylene buckets that are rugged, that are practically rodent-proof, or we've got number 10 cans with freeze-dried supplies, and you can get all that at healthrangerstore.com, and that will help you survive whatever is coming. Just like that FBI guy said, get a gun, get 3 to 4 months of food, and pray. That was the FBI whistleblower. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here. Take care. We all need to do our part to help the disaster victims in Kentucky, Florida, North and South Carolina, and Georgia. Many victims are flooded out there, completely flooded out. They've got no food and no water, no electricity. They're not even expected to have a water supply for over a month. So I want to tell you what we're doing at healthrangerstore.com, because we do have food supplies. We have intentionally stocked up on supplies. What we're doing to get those supplies into the hands of people in need, and also how you can help us and help yourself at the same time. So first, we had already committed a couple of pallets of our food donations, and we're currently organizing transport and also working to find the correct staging area. We got to get it from our warehouse in Texas to the staging area in, well, Asheville is the current one we're trying to get closest to. But we also decided, we had a lot of people ask, how can we help? There are various fundraisers out there. If you donate money to the various fundraisers, make sure it's legit. There could be scams out there. But what we are doing is a buy one, gift one arrangement, where if you go to healthrangerstore.com/relief, just type that in, healthrangerstore.com/relief, and you'll find this page. You buy one food bucket, and we will donate an additional bucket to disaster victims that are impacted by Helene. And as you can see here, the Ranger buckets, and we've got other food buckets. I've also got some on my desk here. If you could show those, just a little selection of what we have. And what's in these buckets are what we call food bricks. So this is camera 4. This is what one of the bricks looks like. It's vacuum packed. It's nitrogen flooded and vacuum packed in a very rugged, long-term storable and waterproof format, which is really outstanding for the kind of emergencies that people are facing right now. These are lentils here, again, food bricks. And inside the buckets, there are many, many of these food bricks. And here we have chia seeds, and we have cashews that can be eaten immediately, where many of the items that we are sending, of course, you need to boil water. So you need to have some way to boil water in order to make a soup or to cook the beans or cook the lentils. Add some salt if you can have that. So it's not instant, you know, ready to eat meals, except for the cashews and some of the other nuts and almonds and things that we have. For most of it, it does require boiling water. However, this is certified organic, laboratory tested food, and we have a significant supply here that we can donate. So if you buy food for yourself, every bucket that you buy, we will donate the same bucket or an equivalent bucket if we run out of those buckets, or we also reserve the right to donate cash that's equivalent to the value of the bucket in case we don't have the inventory to actually support this. So right now, go to healthrangerstore.com/relief. You can choose any of our food buckets here. We have many different materials in these rugged polyethylene buckets. We've even got some here on the second page right here. So you can choose any of these buckets, mega buckets or Ranger buckets, as they're called, and we will then
Oh, and this is through October 7th, Monday at midnight. So everything that you buy from us through this program, buy one, gift one, through Monday, October 7th at midnight, we will then arrange for the donation, either, again, buckets, equivalent buckets, or cash. If we run out of buckets, we will bring you photographs of our donation. And technically, this donation is being made through our new church. So, you know, we're going to have all the documentation internally for anybody who ever wants to verify what we're doing. But our commercial operation is donating this to our church, the Church of Natural Abundance. And this is actually the very first opportunity for the church to help out. And the church will make these donations and coordinate with proper transport companies to get these into the hands of people there in Asheville, in West Tennessee, in the areas that are affected by these floods. FEMA doesn't seem to be doing much. And the White House isn't really helping at all. Trump has shown up there. I don't think Kamala or Biden, and the corporate media is just ignoring this. They've abandoned the American people. Even though we're giving seemingly unlimited money to Ukraine and to Israel to fight more wars, the American people are being forgotten and abandoned by our own government. And so it comes down to us. It's we the people. It's our churches, our ministries, our commercial operations. We're going to have to help out, and people are helping out by the tens of thousands in any way that we can. And since this is our infrastructure, we manufacture food, we have long-term storable food, this is what we do, then this is what we're going to contribute. And with your help, we can contribute many, many pallet loads to the people who are impacted in that area and just gift them this food and help them get good nutrition, clean food, and help bring some warmth into their hearts to know that America cares about them, the American people. Yeah, your government has probably forgotten you from the federal level. Now, state governors, especially DeSantis, is doing a great job in Florida. Some state governments are doing what they can. Local governments are doing what they can. But the federal government has forgotten you. But we, the people, we have not forgotten you. We are going to step up here and do our part. And that's what we're doing. HealthRangerStore.com/relief. Again, every bucket that you buy, we will gift either the same bucket or a similar bucket of same value to the people impacted by these storms. And by the way, this is going to be a lot of cash outflow for us. We don't make anything on this. There's not 100% markup on this food. Trust me, not even close to that. Food markup and food margins are really quite thin compared to many other product categories. So this is us putting our infrastructure, our inventory, our food, and our wallets, you know, on the line to help these people who deserve our help. They have been abandoned, and we have to let them know that you are not forgotten. We'll step up and help you in any way we can. And so shop healthrangerstore.com/relief. Load up on buckets for yourself, and we'll send buckets of food, again, certified organic lab-tested food, all these amazing ingredients, we'll send them to those in need. And then you can be ready for the next tragedy that comes, the next natural disaster, the next flood, the next fire, the next storm, whatever that happens to be. You can be prepared at the same time. This is the time to stock up, especially with the longshoremen going on strike, supply chains breaking down, war breaking out in the Middle East, even worse now. Energy prices are going to spike. Transport prices are going to spike. Supply chains are breaking down. As we realize, you know, a storm, a flood, something can just happen just like that. And there are people there who didn't even have 3 or 4 days of food. They had no water, no food. They are in a very bad situation. Some of them are getting desperate. Looting has broken out. So if you can get yourself squared away with supplies that you need to be more insulated from these natural disasters, then you're going to be more stable. You're going to be able to help more people around you. And that's the mission that we are working to help fulfill. So shop now, healthrangerstore.com/relief. Pick up whatever buckets you want for yourself. We'll ship them to you. And then we'll load up the same number of buckets or equivalent items to ship to the people in need in Tennessee, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia as well. So thank you all for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighttown.com and healthrangerstore.com. And we are doing the best we can to help those people in need in this dire situation. And also check out our church website at abundance.com. Church, because this is actually our first donation activity through our church. And this is the mission of our church, is to bring emergency food rescue packs to people in need and to help alleviate famine and hunger and to help boost nutrition wherever we can. So we didn't expect the church to be called on so quickly. And yet, you know, here we are. So we're doing the best we can. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.